December 6, 2010, a cool Monday morning in Oroville, 23 degrees Celsius, as rain continues to fall, with winds northwesterly at 28 kilometers per hour, conditions which we'll see throughout the week. November has been the wettest month so far, although last year and in 2008, November's rainfall was heavier. But unique this year, for every 3 days, we have 2 days of rain, almost double over the November average. Normally, the entire month of December has about 200 millimeters of water, and by today, we're almost at this level. So, keep the rain gear on hand. Here now an excerpt from a magical puppet show performed by children of Alankupam Village as they enact stories from their culture pertaining to awareness of ecological issues as related to Laura from the United Kingdom. She's in Oroville volunteering with Mohanam Cultural Center. Listen to the children as they mimic frog symphonics. The litter-free banners that were used have been recycled into beautiful and functional banner bags, or known as bee bags. The ladies at Arthena have designed amazing shopping bags and small pencil cases. Every last piece of the banners that were printed to promote litter-free Oroville have been sewn up. And the remaining limited edition, super stylish, socially responsible, and totally unique bags will be on sale at Portus. The Green Center calls again for Saturday market volunteers, even if only for one Saturday, as well as anyone interested in helping with other Green Center activities such as Oroville Sunday Walks, brainstorming for Earth Day, as well as helping with Oroville Green News, for instance, writing for the Green Column. The Earth Day team and the Oroville Green Center meet today, Monday, December 6th, as they do on the first Monday of each month. Today's meeting, 3:30 at La Terrasse. A point to ponder presented by the Oroville Council. Since 50% of the Oroville Council's time is taken up by issues related to housing, one of the questions repeatedly they ask themselves is, how can it be that newcomers and long-term Orovillians cannot find newcomer units or any kind of housing in Oroville through the housing service, but at the same time, Oroville flats and Oroville houses are being offered for a very high rent, especially when many of those very same houses used to be Orovillian residences. Indeed, a point to ponder. Photographs by Narad of flowers with their spiritual significances on exhibition at Savitri Bhavan. That exhibition opened on the 1st of December and continues throughout this month, 9 to 5, daily except Sundays. The photos are offered for sale as a fundraiser for Savitri Bhavan's garden development. Man is, Sri Aurobindo tells us, a transitional being. From all the sufferings of the world will emerge a being of light, capable of manifesting the divine. Thus, all those who are not satisfied with the world as it is should know that their aspiration does not rise in vain and that the world is changing. If consecration and effort are associated with that aspiration, things will move faster. Words of the Mother. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. Malanka on microphone, in studio, Andrea and Yahalom and Miriam. For information and questions, please contact OrovilleRadio.org, and we thank you for listening.